Welcome to Zion Church of Millersville. It's good to be together with everyone again. I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 61. Isaiah chapter 61. These opening verses are some of the words that Jesus spoke at the start of his ministry. And this is what he was, this is the scripture that he was quoting from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a spirit of fainting. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
You're all that we want, and you're all that we need. Yours is the kingdom. Yours is the kingdom. Sing your own. And you're all that we want. And you're all that we need. And you're all. And you're all. Yeah, my friends, be with me. Wherever you would call me.
Lord, this song just, I know it's one of the more popular songs today, and it really speaks to where we live. We live in waters that are deep, where our feet can't even reach, where we have to and need to and are honored to reach out to you, knowing that you lead us through those deep waters. And that in so many lives, really in some respect in all our lives, we're at places where we've come to the end of ourselves, where we feel the waters rising around us, where we need you, where we face mystery, and where we can only stand by faith. And may our trust be without borders, and let us walk wherever you call us, and to trust you in faith, and to trust your presence, Lord. And so, Lord, we pray today for those that we have listed on our prayer list, many who are going through deep waters, and we pray for miracles in their lives, each one. They're before us to pray today and during the week. We've heard that Harold Godshall is in Philadelphia with Joni, where he's having a number of treatments, one a day. And I pray for his healing. I know that Davina was home and then went back into the hospital, LGH. Wanted to go to Temple for a special surgery, but hasn't been able to yet. Just pray you clear her body of any infection and difficulties that they can do this surgery, if that's in fact what you want to use for her healing. So we lift her up. And we add to our list today, Lord, an aunt, actually a twin sister of an aunt who is also an aunt of Dale's, Kathy Rice Snyder, who's battling cancer and whose husband has heroically given up his job to take care of her. We pray for Kathy. We pray for miracles in her life. Continue to pray for Kay as she's recovering from her knee surgery. We look forward to the day when she's going to be able to join us again after her therapy. We pray for Ed's co-worker, Jonathan, who was told he may have a year to year and a half to live yet by the doctor's standards. But we know, Lord, that you can work miracles in him, and we just pray for a miracle. In the meantime, that we pray for your grace upon grace. Thank you for the encouragement Ed has been able to be to him. And for all these others, Lord, many of whom we know, and we want to support, we just lift them to you. And Lord, it's less than a month now that Daniel and Alicia are expecting their new baby. Just pray for health and safety for Alicia and the baby through the final month in the delivery. And all the others, Lord, who are anticipating new birth, that we pray for. Thank you for the gift of life and for birth. We pray for Aubrey, who has spent a week in Peru. We're going to hear a little bit about that and the great time she was having there, as she's journeying home today, that she has safe travel, and that the impact of the time she spent there will have its full effect in her life. And also the students in her class who were in Peru themselves without her last year, and now she was able to go on her own, and just counts that a real blessing. Bless all the others, Lord. Bless Martin Kristen down there, and the rest of the team at Kids Alive and at the Orchard Children's Homes, and Deanne in Thailand, and today the Garcias as part of the Tech family, and Tiffany in med school, all these folks. And Lord, I pray for Mary Hannah, who is preparing to go to Kenya again with a medical team on the 26th of this month. We thank you for the great ministry they have there, and just open doors, Lord, provide all they need, and work a great ministry, we pray, again, through them in Kenya. Thank you for that. We pray, Lord, for our world. It's your world. pray for those who have illnesses this time of year. I know Mike Shirley's just getting over one, and I just heard Martha had to go home today, Weaver, who's become ill. There's just so much illness. Bless each one. And Lord, for Joyce with the neurological pain in her face, I pray that there's something that will heal that, your hand of healing, as well as whatever treatment or medication or application, whatever it takes, Lord, the reliever of that continuing and increasing pain. We thank you, Lord, that we can turn to you. We do turn to you. We thank you for your presence. We praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. Good morning, one and all. It's great to be together. Jacob, when do you go back to school? Next week? Sunday. God bless you, brother. You had a good break. It was good to see you. I'm going to come and surprise you sometime. Or maybe I shouldn't surprise you. Maybe I better tell you if I'm coming. That would be awesome. The children's choir is starting up again. You notice in the bulletin. I hope the parents can bring the kids out for that. They did a great job, really blessed our Christmas time. And we're thankful for that. Father's Forest, you know, is being done quarterly. And the next one is January 27. That's a great time down in Father's Forest, which is what we call our basement now. That's been all renovated, and it's a great spot for the kids to get together. And they're such a blessing. I was just watching them again today. They're learning more worship moves, you know, and they don't have to be theologians to worship God. They just need to come before his presence. It's a beautiful thing, and we need to be like children ourselves. We have two other people want to speak right now. One is Abigail, who has an update for us. We heard all about the boxes that the children put together, and Abigail has an update.
Well, we found out that the Operation Christmas Child boxes actually went to a country. If you're all familiar with Izzy or Isidore, he's from Rwanda, and our boxes went to Rwanda.
Great.
So that's really exciting that someone from our congregation, his home country is where the boxes went. So that's really exciting.
And we've been announcing that Izzy graduated from Millersville. And he has felt a call to go home. So I think later this month, maybe, he's going back to Rwanda, where he's going to use his education back in his homeland. So that's a blessing. And Timothy is going to give us a report about Aubrey.
Yeah, if you all remember, we had the opportunity to send Aubrey Eshelman, who's been coming to our church for a number of months now, and she's a student, a senior at Lancaster County Christian School, where several people here work and teach. And Aubrey was kind enough to take the time to send an email report home for everyone who's been praying for her and supporting her during this time. Let me just do a little bit of explanation. When she says the orchard, she's talking about the children's home down there. So when she says she's been spending time at the orchard, that's the children's home in Pucallpa. And then she's also going to reference SAM Academy, which is a school essentially for missionary kids down there in Peru. It's a school where Erica Diener taught while she was down in Peru. It's where Mark and Kristen's kids go to school now. So SAM Academy. And Mark teaches there. Mark teaches Bible. Yeah. And Tech is the Tech Care Center where Mark and Kristen live and minister alongside other missionaries and other native Peruvian staff. So those are the places she'll reference, and she'll also make reference to the fact that she was in Albania as a missionary kid. So Aubrey spent most of her life in Albania as a missionary kid. So anyhow, here's the update. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for your prayers during my trip. I am still in shock that I am actually here, but it has been amazing so far. I've spent quite a bit of time at the orchard, and it's really struck me how awesome God's healing love is. That kids could come from such backgrounds and still be as carefree and happy as they are is truly a miracle. After spending almost a full day there yesterday and being completely exhausted afterwards, it makes me really grateful for how much work the house moms put in and what a joyful sacrifice they make and a privilege they have. Today, I spent the day at SAM Academy. I was able to speak to grades 6 through 8 about Albania, as they are covering Eastern Europe in their world geography class. And later, she talked to the high school about transitioning back to the States after living as a missionary kid. I also got to sit in on Dr. Cody's Bible class. It was such a blessing and gift to see and talk to those with a similar experience to mine. So far, today has been the highlight of my trip, and this was in the middle of this past week. It was an amazing time of fellowship, and it really felt like home. I have also enjoyed talking to the missionaries here on base and hearing their stories. There is so much to learn from their selflessness. They truly are the lucky ones. God has already taught me so much this week about fear and overcoming it, true fellowship, and what sacrifice really means. I can't wait to see what else he has for me in the next couple of days. Thanks again for your prayers, Aubrey.
Timothy, I can't wait till she gets back and we hear more about the rest of her trip. Sounds exciting. So now I guess Phil will come and get the offering. Oh, we have a greeting first, don't we? That's right. We don't want to skip that. So are the children ready to go? Am I doing something? Oh, after the greeting, right. I'm sorry. I get mixed up. So let us greet one another in Jesus' name.